It's fun. It's wild. It's Dad's Gone Crypto.
Welcome everybody to Dad's Gone Crypto, and today is an exciting episode, just like they all are exciting, but this is even more exciting because Ryan and I have been working behind the scenes tirelessly to incentivize our growing dad's community with rewards and prizes, and we've landed some really cool stuff. We can't tell you just yet what it's about, but trust me, it's friggin' amazing. And we're going to share with you today, how do you get involved? There's obviously a couple of steps for you to get involved. First and foremost, joining our Telegram channel, because, you know, that's where we're going to provide feedback. If you have any questions, we can answer it. But ultimately, you guys want to stay tuned for this episode because it's going to be the start of your journey getting into crypto if you haven't bought any yet. And or if you're an avid cryptotarian, that's such a word, all right, and you'll be able to win and participate and be rewarded with some cool stuff. And we'll get into that in a short while. But yeah, Ryan, how has your week been so far?
Busy, 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 man. We've been building this out. So week after week, but this week was kind of the culmination, right? Had to get it all finished here. So we are good to go now. And yeah, looking happy.
We've been buzzing.
Going to take a little vacation this weekend, I think, to get out for a bit.
Yeah, just to reset or recharge the batteries before the storm comes.
Right.
Or the wave, the good storm, the good storm. So we've been buzzing this week. We've been working behind the scenes with some cool stuff, and yeah, it's all about, like, in starting a podcast, let's start there, right? We had this idea of how to onboard people into the community. We wanted to be something different in the crypto space. We just didn't want to be, hey, go buy this 1000x, woo, all right. Sure, those videos are cool, but, you know, like, if we were that popular and that rewarding, everybody would be, like, retired, right? But we wanted to be something different where we kind of get to know the person behind the project, get to understand the project better. We don't have a crystal ball. Understand, we don't offer financial advice by any means, but by perhaps asking the right questions, perhaps doing deep dives into the tech, we can find out more. Is this is something we really want to get involved in, or is something a little bit more speculative, or something that's a little more, you just got that tummy feeling that it's not great. You know, we have those feelings, right? And it's okay. And we're not going to get all the projects on our show 100% correct. But that's why we never say go and buy the project. We're saying go research the project. Find out more information. Find out exactly what it's about. And then make your own informed decision and how you want to get involved in that. So in creating Dad's Gone Crypto, you know, we wanted to be a voice. We wanted to have a bit of fun. We wanted to bring our dads into it. We call it dads, but it's obviously for the ladies as well and for the moms as well. But it's the community that we're trying to build where, you know, the boys are around a braai or a barbecue and we're chatting about crypto. You know, grab a beer and we say, hey, Ryan, have you heard about this? You're like, I actually haven't. You're like, the conversation starts. All right. And you say, okay, cool. I've got a mate that's starting a project and he's doing this. It's like, oh, really? Okay, cool. Now, where can I find out more information about it? Well, I'll put you in touch with him and you can find. So that's typically what a barbecue is about. You're sharing information. You're talking about cool stuff that you wouldn't have known about, all in a controlled, I mean, all in a relaxed environment of just fun. And there's no like pressure to do anything up with the information. If you want to use it, use it. If you don't, you don't. And that's kind of the podcast that we wanted to create. And we're refining as we're going along. But yeah, the dad sacks is the next big part to the show. And you're going to understand why shortly. And we're grinning from ear to ear because it's going to help grow our community to find the right dads, the right people that we want in our Telegram. We don't want 100,000 people that we don't know about or that have no interest in our, you know, what we're trying to do and what we're about. We want those guys that are in it like us, you know, find that new potential project, learn about it together, ask the right questions, lean on your community. And as opportunities come our way, we can share it with our communities because that's what we are, a sharing channel. And we'll get into that more shortly. Ryan, the concept of dad sacks. We had an episode a little while ago on what it's about, but let's revisit. What is the real meaning of dad sacks? You know, it could be a tongue in cheek version, right? But you know, maybe we can go into that as well.
You're asking me to talk about my dad sacks on the air here. Okay.
Tell me about your dad sacks. Are they full? Thank goodness this is a 2 to 18 show.
Right. They are filling. Our dad sacks are filling behind the scenes. So but no, the concept of the dad sacks, you know, we're looking for a way to give to the community, right? To yeah. find a way to get everybody, as you were just saying, get everybody together for kind of a common goal, right? We're trying to onboard new people, we're trying to bring new people into crypto, and really just kind of spread the word about, you know, about this to all the everyday people out there that really aren't in crypto yet. And of course, I mean, hopefully, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are, you know, crypto zealots that are with us as well. But yeah. you know, and of course, we like to have them too. But the idea is to bring new people in, and to do that, you know, there's an education factor, right? So dad sacks is basically going to be our rewards pool, right? Our rewards pool that we're setting up to bring new people in and give them an incentive to really learn about the projects that are going to be a part of the dad sacks, learn about crypto in general, and learn, you know, more about our show and you know what it's all about. So when they join up and they follow and they get in and start doing our little quests and our little fun games, I think they're going to I think it's going to be a good time. And I think we're going to bring a lot of new people in and kind of reach our goal of onboarding as many new people as we can to the crypto sphere here.
100%. And think about a sack as a bag of coin or a bag of tokens or a bag of gold, whatever you want to call it, right? Think about Scrooge McDuck with all these bags. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing with the dad sacks. We're going to be collecting a certain coin, a token, or a prize, and we're going to put it in a sack, right? Let's say, for hypothetical sake, we're going to go Bitcoin sack. So we're going to take a little bit of Bitcoin, we're going to put it in the sack, and we're going to say, hey, community, this sack is going to be for you guys, right? Join us on our journey of gamification. We've got a gamification platform, which we're going to share with you guys shortly. And just do a couple of quests, a couple of things that an engagement factor, right? Be part of that, and you could potentially win a majority portion of that sack or spot prizes or whatever. So, okay, so it's $100. Whoopity-do, all right? It's not a lot. But remember, guys, we're in a bear market. So what happens in a bear market? Everything is anything from 50x to 100x below, right? So if we choose the right projects and get the right projects on board, or even pre-sell before they even launch, right? What happens when it goes bananas? Now, Ryan's been a little bit longer than me into the crypto space, and I think two or three cycles, Ryan. I think I've been through almost 1.5. And when it's bull, it's madness. Things just go stupid. You won't understand this until, you know, we're still recovering from the last bull. So in the bear, everything is very quiet. Everything's very depressing. Not a lot of chitter-chatter anywhere. It's boring. It's completely boring. But you've got to keep sharpening your tools and stuff like that. So this is where we're going to pick up some awesome projects at a very dirt cheap price and then give it away in a bull, because that might be a 10x or a 100x. $100, now it's a 10x, it's $1,000 worth of tokens. What happens if it's 100x? It's $10,000. How many of our community can get rewarded in that? So that's kind of it. So we'll have these different sacks, and it'll grow and grow and grow and grow. And then hopefully in a bull, it's worth tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's the idea of the actual sacks. All right. So the purpose. All right, Ryan, tell us a little about, you know, obviously you want to go into a little bit more detail into, you know, the purpose of the sacks. We alluded to a little bit of what it's about. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, I mean, all right. So in essence, what we're really trying to do with it is we're trying to grow an inclusive community of crypto loving dads, right? And obviously not just dads, but our audience. just people that want to learn about crypto, maybe people that are new to crypto, maybe people that are in crypto, but really want to learn more. The idea is that is truly to build a community, and kind of, you know, what better way to build a community, but to incentivize them by giving them some prizes, you know, and kind of working together. The one cool thing, I think a lot of this will also be about working together to try to, you know, find projects, right? If you join our Telegram group and get in there and we talk, you know, get in there and have the conversation with us, and it helps us to find new projects too. People bring them up, we go out, we do some research, and try to get a hold of the projects, try to talk to them, and you know, right there, that can help bring, you know, bring new projects into the Dad Sacks and into the community. The whole idea that we're really trying to do here is, you know, it's this bear market, as you just said, has been boring, right? It's just the bear market's just down. Everybody's kind of down on crypto, and we're starting to pull out of that. You know, we're starting to get to the end of that bear cycle, and we're starting to see the light for this bull coming up, right? You know, I mean, there's going to be ebbs and flows all along the way, but while we're in this still bearish market and things really haven't started taking off yet, like you said, you know, we can really do well by getting projects involved that are definitely undervalued at this point. And, you know, you mentioned pre-sales. That's a possibility as well, where, you know, maybe we're going to get into some projects before they launch, and they might be willing to, you know, sponsor us with some tokens before they actually launch. And then, you know, those are the kind of things that just can grow exponentially. It's the same with the, you know, just as low as all the tokens are currently, you know, getting some of those in there, and maybe it is a small dollar amount to begin with, but as that grows, and our community grows as well, the whole idea is just to take this Dad Sacks and expand the community of all the projects that are coming in with us on this, and also expand our community along the way, and all, you know, just basically grow together and learn together.
100%. And Ryan, you did say inclusive community, right? So it's a community is powerful. You'll see how NFTs are like in a collection of 10,000, then you'll find someone that's got a hat with a B on it, just hypothetical, right? And then there's only 500 of those. So what do? They buy them up, and then they start to build a networking community of anything from doctors, lawyers, captains of industries, but it's a very, very tight niche community. So you get access to all these people, all right, that you might not ordinarily would have. So we also trying to create a very niche community where our dads are, you know, the right type of people. We don't want, like I said, we don't want, you know, 10,000 bots in there, you know, just going, hi, I'm not a bot, all right? We want people that engage, people that can network, people that can bring ideas, help us grow, share some community, come on board on the social side of things if you've got skill sets. It's how do we as dads, you know, take our financial freedom to the next level, right? How do we, you know, like every dad, I think, goes through a journey of, well, you know, you become a dad, you got kids, the pressures are high. What is my sideline hustle to provide for my kids or my wife or kids that are to be? And how do I kind of always get a step ahead? A fiat job in this day and age doesn't cut it. Two jobs in a household doesn't cut it anymore, right? So how can we as dads pull our minds together and find opportunities in a fairly, you know, adventurous way and take our family lifestyle to another level, right? I'd love to take my family overseas once or twice a year. I'd love to, you know, give them the very best of education. These are all wants, right? But reality bites. There's a lot of expenses just to put food on the table. There's a lot of things we have to do as dads just to get ahead. So this is also another form of, hey, dads, all right, come join. There's no obligation to buy or do anything. Come learn. With this gamification, we going out and we trying to get, you know, the guys to sponsor some projects and stuff like that, which we have, which is freaking awesome. Which you guys don't have to do anything other than just be a part of a community. Yes, there's a couple of things that you need to do on a weekly basis. Like, for instance, like and subscribe, something simple, right? So we say, hey, like and subscribe our video. Some people do, some people don't. I'm like, they don't really like. Now we're gamifying that to say, hey, all right, like and subscribe and share, right? Very quick, takes 3 minutes of your time once a week. And all of a sudden, what happens? You get promoted in Dad's Gone Crypto experience points. You're like, okay, so how do we track this? Well, we're partnering up with a very cool company, which we'll reveal shortly, that allows us to do that. The gamification is incredible, right? We build the platform. They give us the tools. We build that ecosystem where you got a Dad's community of essential things. As our video comes out on a Friday night, we will post a link and say, hey, guys, please just like and comment. Say, just because the algorithm allows us to get traction, to grow our followers, to grow our subscribers, and eventually in the future, get more opportunities. When we grow our audience to 15 or 20,000, right, we become micro or influencers, and then we get more opportunities. More opportunities, we give back to our community. So we want to give, 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 and all we ask in return is to come along for the ride. And that's kind of in a nutshell, you know, an inclusive community of dads getting ahead in life, all right, and, you know, just banding together to get ahead.
Yeah, you know, what you mentioned in there about bots, right? And you see so many channels out there, they don't care. They don't care if their followers are bots or if they're people. Truly, what they're trying to, they're just trying to gain those followers, right? this new platform, this gamification platform that we're going to get to in a minute here, it's going to allow us to eliminate that. It's going to allow us to eliminate bots. It's going to allow us to eliminate, you know, people that are not really into it, right? This is more about getting people in and a symbiotic relationship between the viewers and us, the hosts, and the projects, and putting this all together so that we have an actual community of people that can voice opinions, talk, you know, and share ideas. Because the whole idea behind Dad's Gone Crypto from the very beginning was really to share ideas around the barbecue, right? We want more community input. We want people to be here and we want to make the world's largest barbecue every week. You know, I mean, that's kind of the idea. We're looking to bring all these people together so we can constantly always be bouncing ideas off one another and really learning together and bringing as many new people in as possible. And I think this, you know, this idea, this Dad Sacks and this new gamification platform, I think it's going to allow us to do that and build it all together.
100%. And Ryan, I think you share the same sentiments as me, right? We both got our personal friends crypto groups, right? And we have these meetings, we give up our time, we acquire the information, we learn the information, and then we try share it with them to give them, and they might not be crypto at all, but you're taking the time to help them learn and understand and take action if they want to. There's no pressure on that, right? And we're just now using this Dad's Gone Crypto platform to have a bigger voice to the communities and say, all right, let's see if we can add more value to the lives of people. And who knows what could happen, right? And who knows what your financial status could become, right? Just if you just follow the trends in Bitcoin alone, let's not even talk about crypto, just Bitcoin. And if the spot ETFs become available and they get sanctioned and they sanction the right word, they get allowed. Yeah, same thing. All right, they get allowed to participate. You got to understand, the guy just phones up his broker and says, "Hey, Bobby, buy me $1,000 worth of Bitcoin." You pay a fee, it goes in there, you got Bitcoin. That's it. No keys, no nothing. Just, hey, it's on your portfolio. The same way you buy unit trusts. We got a great banking system in South Africa. We could just go onto our internet banking. We can buy shares, right, anywhere in the world now. So they are also onboarding spot ETFs, ETFs by the end of the year, provided, you know, obviously all the regulations are put in place. If the banks are doing that, that means we have more exposure to people being able to buy. When that means is buy pressure, and then the price goes up. And then also your big guys like BlackRock and two the other two.
I mean, there's actually quite a few. Fidelity, BlackRock.
The three. That's one. There's a third one. Three big ones that rule the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole bunch that have filed for ETFs. And I'm pretty confident that that's going to start getting approved here fairly soon, at least US stuff. I mean, they've already been approved in Europe and Canada, I believe. And maybe even Australia, I know.
And then we're talking billions, if not trillions of dollars in pension funds and stuff that's going to flow through,
right?
Because their customers will ask for it. So that they're happy to make a percentage off their customers. So they'll say, well, if the customer wants it, we will provide it. And that's another asset class which people can get involved in. And then by default, there's limited supply of Bitcoin. So it has to go up. It's not like dollars where you just keep printing, the printing machine go brrr. It's Bitcoin is limited supply. So there is only, so eventually you will not be able to buy one whole Bitcoin because it's going to push that quickly. So we're in that phase of, well, start accumulating before the shit hits the fan. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. But not only that, what you just brought up a really good point of, so spot ETFs, it's not like all these futures ETFs out there that are just buying paper. Spot ETFs, they're actually having to go out and buy real Bitcoin in order to fill those orders. Now, the thing is, when you go out to your broker and you buy spot Bitcoin through, you know, one of these ETFs, it's still not your keys though, right? You're not actually holding the keys of that crypto. Yeah, your brokerage is holding it, but you're not holding it. So our job as Dad's Gone Crypto and our growing community's job is to teach these people, sure, okay, you got your feet wet, you bought some Bitcoin. Now let us show you the actual decentralized world of crypto. And that's what this is all about. We want to give people the freedom to, yes, come in, buy, you know, do what you're going to do with the BlackRocks and every Fidelities and everybody else, but then learn the true sense of crypto and, you know, and change your life with it, quite honestly. Not just an investment at that point. It's truly life-changing.
And also how to protect it by getting the right people on who know the security. We had Space Dogs Patrick on, and the technology that he's bringing with, along with Matterfy and Mihao, it's going to make layman's people or people that are noobs coming into the space like feel more confident in getting involved, because it takes away that risk and that fear. And there's only one point of entry with that card that's got a special RFID that can't basically be hacked. So it's exciting times, but then it's protecting your crypto as well. So yeah, that's why we say come along for the ride and the journey. So how does it work, and what does it take to make some you know, Dad's Gone Crypto experience points? All right, so let's share my screen, right? And then we'll go into a few points. We'll show you how it works. We're going to show you what a leaderboard is. Ryan at the moment is leaderboard number one. He's winning all the prizes, so you better get in there quick. And then also, how are we going to bring projects into the space that we will then issue an NFT once you're a prize winner, and how do we pay? We're going to go through all of that. But let's just share the screen. Give me 1 second, Jim. All right, guys. Okay, that's our first page. Don't forget to go visit dadsgonecrypto.io. You can listen to all our podcasts and latest episodes, as well as blog. We've got some cool articles you guys can read up and share and all of that. AI explained for the barbecue guide. Anyways, let's get on to this. Okay, guys. So this is the Dad's Gone Crypto basically quest board. So we're partnering up with Zeely. They are a tool set that allows us to build this gamification or this community-driven incentive. So we build out all the different gamification parts, and we bring you into our community. So every morning or every week, you'll log on to this, and you know there's obviously a step-by process. You can log in by email, a Twitter account, or you know, Discord. So we can validate if you're a bot, if you got any subscribers, or if you're kind of making multiple accounts, we will just delete those, right? We want real people that, you know, so we can really incentivize them. So you're opening up two or three accounts. It's not easy. It's not really possible. And we will find out, because it allows us to do that on the behind the scenes. So let's have a look here. So now we're asking, hey, guys, like and subscribe, follow us on Twitter, share, right? But sometimes it's just like, I just want to consume the content. I don't have time. But what happens if we were rewarding you to like and subscribe? All of a sudden, now you're going to look at my content, right? And you say, all right, Sean on his personal profile, because then there he is. He sends something. Ryan on his personal profile said something. You go and like it. We reward you in Dad's Gone Crypto experience points. So to get going, before we get onto the quests, which is we bring in projects into the scene, all right, you have to do the onboarding, right? So you have to follow us. You have to join our Telegram, all right? And then, of course, subscribe to our Dad's Gone Crypto on YouTube. These are all very important for us just to allow us to obviously get exposure. So by getting exposure, we reward you. So a simple thing is you click on this, boom. Then it'll say connect to your Twitter account. But here's the mission. Follow us on Twitter. Join our Dad's Gone Crypto chat and connect with the savvy crypto dads directly. Get the latest news before anyone else and become part of the vibrant community. We are here to help seize the opportunities in the crypto space. Don't miss out. Become part of the supportive tribe today. Okay, step one, very simple. Click the link. There it is over here. Step two, subscribe to Dad's Gone Crypto. All right, then it basically says that I followed. Then it's done. Then what could I earn? 100 experience points. All right, so just by connecting, you click this button that says claim, and then you're now automatically, you know, subscribed to the Twitter campaign. All right, guys, so this is our joint Telegram. Right now, I'm already joined, so it says your claim rewards. So when I click on this, all right, so let's do this. I'm actually going to click on it. It says join. If I haven't joined, this will be grayed out. So I want to claim. Go to settings. All right, friend. All right, I haven't set up. Do you see? I've bypassed a step in all registering. So it'll say first go do your settings, first register your Twitter account, and then get going. Once I claim these points, I got 100 experience points. So now I've got 100, and I've got 100, and I've got subscribe to YouTube and 100, right? So this is just the onboarding. It's a once-off. So the once means a once-off amount. Then you don't have to do that. Okay. At the top here, you've got onboarding, you've got Twitter quests. If you just want to jump to the weekly stuff, all right, no problem. Refer a dad. That's very important. We want you to refer a dad. So let's go over here, click refer a dad. Okay, mission. Invite one like-minded dad to our Dad's Gone Crypto Zilli community, boom, 100 XP points. This can be done daily. So if you invite one friend that's crypto-minded, you know, if I've got 10 or 15 friends that come generally to my house for a bri, those guys I want to onboard. But if I invite three crypto dads, it'll automatically give me 300 points. So, you know, don't go too crazy with onboarding just some random strays, all right? Just make sure that it's someone that you know, right? Your bestie or a guy that's spoken about Bitcoin but not too sure. Invite him, put him on the same journey because you and him can potentially earn rewards in the whole space. So let's go to weekly YouTube. So this is on the Dad's Gone Crypto side. So like, comment on Dad's Gone Crypto YouTube channel. So when we release a video, we only release it for now once a week on a Friday. So we're going to reward you. I'm going to up that. That definitely deserves more XP points. And all you need to do here is, and we've shown you exactly how, Dad's Gone Crypto mission, you need to, and we need you. We're not just building a community, but forging a tribe of crypto dads and kindred spirits. The strength of the community is our driving force. Join us. Let us grow together. Okay, step one, like and comment. So when you go onto YouTube, you go onto our channel, the latest video, it tells you over there, like, tick. I've shown you, so I've given you an example of what it is. And then over here, comment. Leave a comment because then it basically YouTube knows that it's a high quality video because we are basically engaging and we'll always reply to every single body, including the bots. No, we'll delete them, but we'll engage with everybody. That's what we do. And there you go. Then all you need to do is take a little screenshot. Boom. So you just go on my computer, on my Mac, it's Control Command 4 screenshot. And I just paste it in here. Boom. Claim rewards. Done. All right. So that's it. You will get, I think, the first one will be about 150 points. We'll work on that one. So now, all of a sudden, you're on this journey and you're starting to get all these points. There's lots of points. Let's go back here. Let's click on that. Click on that. So if you look here, there are lots of points to be made on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. All right. Remember, this is once off, so you can only claim it once. So it's fair. And then things like over here, like and repost a daily post on Twitter. So you saw one of our stuff, just like and repost and you get points. This is a daily thing because we're going to be posting daily, right? Comment on the daily post, that's another point. So we're gamifying that as well. So what does it mean to have these experience points? Well, you got this beautiful leaderboard. And the leaderboard tells us who's the most engaged person or people in the community. And it doesn't matter. There's so many ways in which you can win or get gamified that don't worry about where you are on the leaderboard. Just keep being engaged. So every week you're logging in, you're learning a little bit, you're clicking the like and subscribe. We're rewarding you with experience points. And then you'll be put into the opportunity to win some of our dad sacks. Now, you know, anything from your side there, Ryan?
No, go ahead. I'm following along.
Okay, cool. Now, all of this year is obviously the dad's gone crypto side of things, all right? We're growing our community. As we grow our community, we get bigger and better opportunities for you guys, right? It's basically a synergy of back and forth. Now, over here, we've got the dad's quests for ka-ching, all right? Now, I can't tell you exactly what's coming. All right, that's for the next couple of episodes. It is big. It is friggin' awesome. We are super excited. But the company that's coming in, the multiple companies that are coming in, we are building out a specific quest for them. The one company is joining us for the next 6 months where we will engage and grow, you know, teach you about educating on what this is. What are they doing? What problems are they solving? So you read an article, you get points. You share the article, you get points. So you're already getting points on our leaderboard over here, but at the same time, now you're joining this project over here. So the dad's quests over here. So the project comes in, we're going to be building out the project. Now each project is unique. Yes, there'll be similarities. Go follow them, go subscribe to them, go like them, right? But also there's going to be parts of education. We want an engaged community. If you're learning about a project and you're getting incentivized to learn about a project, well, I'm going to be reading it anyways because it might be the next 100x. It might be the next 1000x, right? So if we're going to be spending time as dads on crypto reading this, we're not going to waste our time on potential stuff that, you know, looks a bit scammy and looks a bit dodgy and stuff like that. We would have done our homework, right? Like I said, we don't have a crystal ball, but for the most part, you know, we understand what they're trying to resolve, what problems they're trying to solve, and this takes us on a journey, and we're incentivizing you through that. So throughout this project, let's say there's 15 steps over the next couple of months or couple of weeks, you get incentivized. Then what happens, right? Okay, but the leaderboard is a total amount of points. Great. So now you're part of the community. So there's the leaderboard where you're constantly improving your status in there. But then you have this project over here. Let's call it a Bitcoin project. So here's the Bitcoin project. Now you have an opportunity to win some Bitcoin. Let's say $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. So I click on all these things. I finish all the quests. I do what I need to do. And I'm like, cool. You will level up. Once you level up, what does that mean? You will get an NFT that says, cool, I've done all my quests for this project. I've engaged, I've learned, I've shared, you know, therefore I'm going to get a little NFT that says a Bitcoin NFT. So now it means I've achieved that and cool. The project is, we either continue the project with more things or the project changes, but I've got that NFT. So what does that mean? So that means that as we unleash the prizes, all the guys with the NFTs that have finished the quests, we put into a pool where we either split, where we pull a random draw, we can pull multiple winners. There's so many things we're going to change up. We don't have the exact recipe. We want to spice things up and see which is popular amongst our community. And that's why it's important to join our Discord, our Telegram channel, so that you can guide us, say, well, this I don't like this way. I like this way. And if there's consensus, we don't mind. We'll change it, right? But ultimately, those NFTs. So you'll have a wallet that's stuck in your wallet. You can't transfer it. Once you redeemed it, it falls away. And that way, you have a great chance of winning a portion of that Bitcoin, right? So you don't win the entire $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. You will win potentially monthly spot prizes. And then what we will do is during the bull market, when everything is humming and in glory, then what we'll do is on the leaderboard, we'll say we'll keep a portion of those sacks, let's say 20% of that $1,000. And we'll say, hey guys, this is available to the leaderboard, top 50. We're going to a pool. Now we've got 20 sacks. You can see how we can split it amongst our community. So there's a lot of things that we're going to do to try to give away and try and make it as fair as possible. But there's multiple ways in which you can win. So you might not be number one on the leaderboard. It doesn't matter, right? As the new project loads and you like this project, you're like, okay, I'm engaging. We can see you engaged. Then what happens is, all right, you get an NFT. That NFT allows you to enter into that. So you have a chance. If there is only 10 people and we got, you know, $5,000 worth, that's fine. We're going to split it amongst you guys, right? So that's how we add, that's how we bring new projects in. We gamify it. And then, of course, give you, incentivize you to win a portion of that. So there's Big Dad sacks, there's Project sacks, and there's also
it's going to be fun giving away the Big Dad sacks. You got to get your Dad's Gone Crypto badge NFT and all of your individual project NFTs so you can, you know, get into those pools for the Big Dad sacks for sure.
And when we say big, it's Big Dad sacks. All right, and let's have a look who's the leaderboard at the moment. Let's have a look over here. The leaderboard, and we have Crypto Dad Ryan.
Look at that's that. Winning. Crypto Dad Ryan in line for the Big Dad sacks.
He's done
obviously quests. It's just for show, just trying out the system. We won't be able to win our own dad sacks.
But we can see here, Ryan has now, he's got 40 XP points, Crypto Dad points, and he followed us on Twitter 45 minutes ago, and that's 100 XP points, that kid. So you can see over here, in order for him, he started on level 2 because he's super buff, but when he gets to level 3, he's got to get to 400 points in order to get to level 3, and then, of course, it unlocks a hero status or some form of status when you get to level 6 and there's more perks and stuff like that. So our goal is to keep bringing in projects, keep bringing in opportunities. You know, I'd love to give away a dad's, you know, state-of-the-art barbecue or braai, and that's possible, you know. So as we grow, things will, you know, we'll be able to find and afford certain things for our community. So it's bringing our community in and allowing them to be rewarded for being a part of that community, at the same time getting the main opportunity of learning about crypto and potentially, you know, taking their, you know, their own personal bags to that next level.
Absolutely.
All right. So if you guys have any questions regarding the dad sacks, obviously we're going to put something together for you guys, so it's pretty self-explanatory. Come join us on the Telegram chat. We can just answer any of your questions there. It's pretty easy to set up. Once you get going, you find your way, and then you just, after a few of these, you become a little expert at it, and it's easy. And, you know, I've done a few various projects, and, you know, you log in the morning, take 5 or 10 minutes typically to go through everything. Catch up on the latest news. It starts my day that I've got something new and interesting to tell people about. And then basically I've done for the day and I carry on. So that's ideally what you want to do. Be a part of the community and share and like, and we'll reward you for it.
Yeah. And I think the cool thing there too is that it's not just about the likes and follows and all that kind of stuff, right? You're actually... We're going to put into this platform so that you're actually learning. You know, there's some things to learn about crypto. There's new projects all the time that are going to be joining us. You're going to be able to go in, learn about those projects, things that we discuss on the show. You know, we'll make those part of this campaign so that, you know, when we're talking about things on the show and we want you to really focus and really learn that particular thing, you know, we might put that as a little quest there. There's a whole lot of ways that, that we can kind of gamify truly the education that we're trying to bring and the onboarding that we're trying to bring. So.
Definitely. So next week, guys, we've got some exciting news, which we'd love to share. I'd love to tell you now, but we can't. We've got to do some processes first to get it all sorted out. We're busy building the back ends and that. But just stay tuned for this, right? I'm just giving you a small heads up. Pick a number between 1 and 1 million, right? That's all I'm saying. Pick a number between 1 and 1 million. That's should give you some idea of the excitement that we have. We're not talking dollars. We're talking something else. But dollars would be lovely. $1 million. That would be freaking awesome. But just a little teaser. But yeah, so we'll share that in due time, guys. Let's just get through the processes. We just wanted to introduce Dadsgone Crypto. It'll be live tonight. So you can go in and start the journey. If you guys do find a little bit of a bug here and there, we're human, we're dads, we're very busy, all right? And more than likely, we're running on less sleep because our kids were sitting on our heads. So just pop in the chat, hey guys, there's a little typo, a little of this, and then we can just quickly change it, all right? But that's what we are, dads that look after each other. Okay, anything for your side, Ryan? Excited as well.
I think that about covers it. I'm excited to get started with the new campaigns here. So I think the next couple of weeks coming up here is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. And we're going to see a lot of growth for our projects that we're bringing in, and also Dadsgone Crypto. And it's the perfect time. Bear market. Let's push, guys. Let's get those projects in. If you've got anybody that's starting something really cool. Share it with us. Let's have a look at it and see what it's about. All right, guys, last but not least, it's time for Dad's Got Jokes. Ryan, have you prepared your joke?
No, but I will think of something. Give me 2 seconds here.
No problem.
All right. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. I'm always ready. All right, Ryan, you can go first.
So how do you tell if a pepper's being too nosy? It's all that Pino business.
That's a nice one. I like it. I'll be using that. I hope you haven't pasted it. All right. I don't think mine's as good as yours, but I'll give it a try. How do you put a baby spaceship to sleep? You rock it. We dads, we get away with it.
Yeah, exactly.
The cheesier, the better. Hey?
Absolutely.
All right, guys. All right, cool. So, guys, the link is in the bio. You can go and join. And then, of course, don't forget to join the Telegram, which will prompt you for that as well. But yeah, please share it with your friends. Click and like and subscribe. And we'll see you in the community and look forward to a journey with you guys and taking it to the next level. Cheers, guys.
See you guys.
The material and information presented in this recording are for entertainment purposes only. Do not misconstrue what you hear as investment or trading advice. Always do your own research. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the guests on this recording are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Dadsgone Crypto or its hosts.